Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and glad to be with you again today. We want to, thank all of you who join in, who listen to the program. We've heard from lots of you. I'd like to hear from more. There's a lot of folks that's called in and written in, email, saying that they listen to the program at their home in the mornings or sometimes late at night. It is rebroadcast again at nighttime. Also, there's folks that have emailed us letting us know that they listen to the program every day on their on the radio in their car on the way to work. And that's just wonderful to hear. It's so great to know that God's word is being heard, and that this little program can be of service to the Lord. And that's a good feeling. And it's, all the praise goes to the Lord for his work and being able to do what he does. We'd like to thank the radio station. They contacted us. They're a great, great group of people, and we're so grateful they got a hold of us. And we can't say enough about them. Just wonderful, wonderful folks. Thank you, Dave, and the rest of your staff. Today, I want to talk a little bit, though, to start off with an article I was reading in the news. It's just another nail in the coffin of the moral decline of this country of ours, and it's sad. Whatever happened to the proud United States of America? It's just we've allowed what we've termed diversity to become just a boiling point for so many. The country's made up of such a diverse groups, many groups of people from all races, all countries. But now it seems like it's just a changed society. One person can disagree with something that 150 million people agree with, and that one person will win. And it's amazing how we've changed to where we don't want to infringe on any one person's right, even though by doing this we infringe on millions of people's rights at the same time. It's just absolutely bedlam, and it's madness, in my opinion. The federal government allows this, the state government's allowing it, local governments are allowing it to happen, and it makes you wonder just what's happened to so many people's minds that never ever thought this way. It's really sad. And I know that the answer, and so do you folks, Satan is definitely working overtime. And it's a sad state of affairs in this country, and we need to get ourselves back into the grace of the Lord God, or we're going to fail. The article I was reading, it says, Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown performance canceled following an atheist complaint. And what the article says is, I'll just read it to you real quickly. A church in Little Rock, Arkansas canceled one performance of Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown after an atheist organization complained and said students should not be exposed to a show with Christian themes as part of the school field trip. Harry Caldwell, the pastor of Agape Church, issued a statement on the church's website on Wednesday, stating that while he believes the school was within its constitutional rights to bring students to the production, the church has nevertheless decided to cancel a Friday show for students. I'll stop right there and say that I believe that that's wrong. He should have went ahead with the show, and if the students wanted to show up with, then show up. I don't know if this was during school time or what, but I wouldn't have canceled the show. I'd have canceled the show, or I'd have held the show if nobody showed up. I'd have held the show. I would not cave in to people's demands when I know that these demands are nothing but orders from Satan. That's all they are. You can call it anything else you want to call it out there, folks. It does not matter. It's not a God. It's from the devil, Satan himself, and I would not have caved into him, no matter what. But on with the article. It is not our desire to put hardworking, sacrificial teachers and cast members in harm's way, wrote Caldwell. What we want said is that we love our city, our schools, parents, and families, and people are at the heart of the matter to us. He also said Principal Sandra Register of Terry Elementary School took a courageous stand when she decided not to cancel the trip after learning that someone had complained about it. Amen to her. The controversy began when a parent became upset at the school's offer to take students to the church to watch the play, which is based on the A Charlie Brown Christmas cartoon and contains some Christian themes. Although the field trip was optional, now there's a good sign right there, isn't it? It was optional, so the atheists didn't have to go if they didn't want to. Although the field trip was optional, the woman planned to allow her daughter to attend the production out of fear she would be singled out by her classmates. The upset mother also contacted the Arkansas Society of Freethinkers. Well, now there's a group for you folks. The Arkansas Society of Freethinkers. I sure hope one of them hears or reads the article I got on this. I'd like to talk to you folks and see if we can't get a little education going on down there. They also contacted the Arkansas Society of Freethinkers, the ASF, the organization that complained to the Little Rock School District on her behalf. Lee Wood Thomas, a board member and spokesperson for ASF, told the Christian Post it was never his organization's goal to stop the play's production, though they did not think the school should have made it into a class field trip. The church has every right to hold a Christmas play for the community and invite everyone there. It's just that inviting through the public school system is where we saw the violation of the separation of church and state, said Thomas. Thomas also hopes the school has changed its mind about taking similar trips in the future. Now, one of the things that I'm hoping comes out of this is that the school, and knowing that the Friday field trip is being canceled, I still hope that they recognize that what they were doing would have been illegal, he said. Matthew Staver, chairman of Liberty Council, previously told the Christian Post that it would have been constitutional for the school to take its students to the production, especially when parents were given the opportunity to keep their children from attending. A spokesperson for the school district also told Fox News that the district's legal team had determined the trip was acceptable. Now, those students will not be able to attend as part of a class trip, Caldwell and his church have invited parents and children to attend public performances on December 15th and 16th. To quote Bible verses and song lyrics that apply, they reflect our heart toward the Little Rock School District and everyone involved. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men, wrote Caldwell. Now, I understand all of that. Certainly don't agree with a lot of it. I don't know why it has to be this way, number one. If you'll remember what I read to you, the trip was optional. Anyone could have opted out. It said right there in the news report from the school, the field trip was optional, but the atheist woman who was the atheist planned to allow her daughter to attend the production out of fear she'd be singled out by her classmates, which I just doubt that. And more than likely, the daughter probably would have wanted to go anyway. It's the mother usurping her atheistic, demonic beliefs onto the child is what it boils down to. But I believe, and I believe this, and I'm sorry that I have to say it, but I have to say it. Happy Caldwell, the guy's name, Happy Caldwell, pastor of Agape Church, he is the one most at fault here, in this article anyway. I don't know all the circumstances, so I'm only going by what this article says. But he decided to cancel one of the performances. Should have never did it. Should have never caved in. They should have held the performance. If somebody showed up, wonderful. I'm sure that there would have been a few more people there than just the class from the school. So he canceled it at the deficit of anyone else that would have wanted to show up for that performance. I don't think the man thought things through, and unfortunately, and I don't know this gentleman, Happy Caldwell, he's probably a wonderful person. He's probably a very good pastor, a very good Christian. I don't know him from, you know, beans, but we as pastors, me being one, you have to stand your ground for the gospel. You have to stand your ground for what you know is right. If the Lord led this gentleman and his church to have this performance for the benefit of these children and to teach a little bit of the gospel, a good clean program that has some scriptural and biblical bases in it, then they should go through with it. What kind of a pastor, and I don't care who it is, no pastor should tell God no. You don't tell God no. I know people in the Bible tried it, and so do you. Look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah refused God and refused God, but he gave in, didn't he? Because God said go. When God says do something, folks, you do it. Katie barred the door the day I say no, I'm not doing it. You have to stand up for the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit are all capable of standing up for themselves. But He has given us direction. And He's given us instruction to live a life that glorifies Him. Therefore, He's counting on us to do what He told us. Now, it's not going to kill Him because you can't. It's not going to destroy God because He can't be destroyed. But I guarantee you, it'll do a number of things. One thing is, I think it'll sadden Him. The other thing is, I think it'll angry Him. Remember what the Bible said, I am a jealous God. Now, if God says, have a play, and you say, no, I'm going to give in to Satan, and I'm not going to do it, and Satan is not Satan directly, but indirectly, giving in to the atheist and their wants and wishes because it's a satanic output that drives these people, then you're telling God, I'm going to listen to them, and you can't do that. And you can't use the excuse, well, I only canceled one program. Compromise is destroying the church in America. It's destroying the church in the world. And it's time to stop. It's time to put a stop to it. Even the school principal, you listening? Happy Caldwell said, he also said, Principal Sandra Register of Terry Elementary School took a courageous stand when she decided not to cancel the trip, even after learning that someone had complained about it. There's a woman of moral fortitude. Where was the preacher? Well, I'm sorry, Principal. I know you're going to stand up. You got guts. You got fortitude. You got moral fortitude. You're going to stand up for what you know is right, but I'm going to give in. I'm going to cancel the show. Can't come. That's disgusting. And I know that guy was in a hard spot. But you know what? When you're in a hard spot, it's when you're supposed to be relying on the Lord even more. What happens is we stop relying on the Lord. We start relying on our own self, and we make stupid, ignorant decisions. And it's time to stop it. It's time to get back to listening to what God says. God says jump. Don't ask Him how high. Just start jumping. He'll let you know when you jumped high enough. God said go out and preach. Don't say, well, how long do I have to do this? Just go start preaching. He'll let you know when you're finished, if you're ever going to be finished. God said, give money to the church or give money to another group that's on your heart, then go do it. Whatever God says do, go do it. Don't sit down and say, well, I've been kind of saving that money for when I retire. Well, you know what? You keep your money. You keep your money. You may not live long enough to retire. You ever think about that? Has it ever crossed your mind that God has a better plan for you than you do? Now, Harry Caldwell, Pastor Caldwell, I don't know you, so I'm not condemning you. I'm just saying, brother, in love, I'm telling you, stand your ground, brother. Stand your ground. Follow the will of the Lord, not the will of the people or the will of any satanic moron who wants to complain about what you're doing, okay? You don't want Charlie Brown in your church, don't put him in your church, but you do what the Lord says. And folks, I got to go. I'm sorry this isn't longer, but God bless you. Praise God. Folks, I just want to thank you so much for joining us every day on the Forgotten Word. Once again, this is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And we just welcome you. We welcome your input. Give us an email at fwm@forgottenword.org. And, you know, we can always use your help financially, just like everybody. It costs money to run the ministry and the airtime and everything involved. So give us an email. Let us know how you can help us, and we'll contact you. FWM. Frank William Mary at ForgottenWord.org. Visit the website. About 600 pages of information for you there. And we love you. Welcome you back again to see us. Praise the Lord.